Sulphur Springs High School will have good representation at the state meet in late May after the success of several of its UIL academic teams and an individual. We get results from Wildcats UIL academic coordinator Gina Wilder.
We had a very good turnout at the regional meet with the kiddos. Of course, they've worked so hard all year long, and they knew what they were up against. But boy, they really, really rose to the challenge. So much so that we took second place sweepstakes in regional.
My goodness.
So I'm very proud of them. Mm-hmm. With our spelling and vocabulary team, Carson McElwain placed second. Jenna Ash tied for third. Lydia Burleson placed seventh, and then Jesse Castro rounded out that first place winning team. In social studies, Andrew Allen took second, Ariel Gonzalez fifth, and then Jesse Castro is also a member of that team along with Brent Offit, and they took first place team. And in ready riding, now that's not a team event, that's an individual event. Mm-hmm. We took two from our district, and we placed both of those girls in the top six. So Lydia Burleson placed first there, and Mackenzie Hohenberger placed sixth. So that was an excellent showing. And then Mackenzie just blew it out of the water in literary criticism. She made a 94 on her test. That's just unheard of. I mean, it's incredible. So she took first place. Laura Graham placed fourth. Patricia Parks and Michaela Jones tied for sixth place, and then they have to read an essay. And so they chose Patricia's essay over Michaela's, but I'm sure it was just a toss-up because they're both excellent writers. Mm-hmm. And so that team is going to state. And then my in current events, Riley Dixon, who just jumped on the team. We needed a fourth team member right before district, and I just put out an APB for somebody that keeps up with current events. And so Riley Dixon jumped in, and he advanced from district, and he placed fourth in current events. So he's an alternate to the state meet. And then my computer science guys, I just can't even tell you how proud I am of these guys. We got second place team, but that's the highest we've done in a long time. And we really narrowed the gap between us and Frisco Heritage. I mean, the boys did the exact same number of programming problems. They were, and we were 4 points off of being wild card to state. But Sean Alamein placed fifth, and then Trenton Brock and Michael Hunter Allen and Tim Charlton rounded out that second place team. And I'm losing my Hunter, but I get to keep the other boys, and so it was a really good year at regional, really, really good year. So we're looking for a good showing at state, and I think we have a chance of pulling off a first place win at state.
Oh wow, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. There's a few more areas where, you know, we've got to tweak and pull people up just a few more points to be ready to do battle, but they're ready for it.
Now, we're sending three teams and one individual, is that correct, or was there more than one?
There's three teams and an individual, and then our alternate. So I'm just very pleased with how the kids did. I'm just so, so proud of them, and I'm so proud of the sponsors and all the effort. Miss Herman and Miss Grafton both work so hard. They're both so intelligent, but they work so hard with their kids. Yeah.
The state meet will take place May 26th through the 28th at UT Austin. KSST News.